And now it's time for review. 好，接下来是我们的复习时间了。我们首先呢，回到第一段来回忆一下这样一个句子啊。一旦铁路上真的出了问题，人们便不加思索地责备铁路当局。原文这个句子怎么表达呢？ It is all too easy to blame the railway authorities when something does go wrong. OK, 那么说起来这个 all too easy to do something, 我们来回忆一下我们当时讲过的两个例句啊，说当困难出现时，很容易就会放弃梦想。我们千万不能这样，对不对？怎么说呢？ It is all too easy to give up dreams when something difficult does occur. 好，再比方说啊，当有事情出乱子的时候呢，家长很容易就不分青红皂白批评小孩子了。那怎么说？ It is all too easy to blame the kids when something does go wrong.OK, 好，接下来呢回到我们家的第二段啊，比较靠前的一个句子。我们说上车后我不禁注意到许多当地人也上了车，那这个句子怎么表达呢？ When I boarded the train, I could not help noticing that a great many local people got on as well. OK, 好，我们说这个禁不住做什么事情叫做 cannot help doing something, 叫做禁不住。好，你比方说啊，我们来回忆一下这个句子。我吃了饭之后呢，总是忍不住要看电视。I cannot help watching TV after having dinner. 好，接下来我们再来回忆一下那个不能不忍不住做什么事情，还可以说 can't, I couldn't help but do something.好，回忆一下我们当时讲过的一个例句吧。我说这个怪人呢实在是太可爱了啊，你呢不能不去尊重他。The eccentric is so lovable that you can't help but respect him. OK, 那么接下来我说啊，当我的父母呢让我去厨房搭把手的时候呢，我不能不去做呀。怎么说？ When my parentsask me to give them a hand in the kitchen, I can't help but do. Okay, the next one. 接下来我们来回忆一下，奈何不了某人做某事应该怎么说呢？ Can't help somebody doing something, right? 好，我们说他们的父母奈何不了他们的儿子结交了一大群的狐朋狗友。怎么说呢？ The parents can't help their son having a host of friends.好，接下来呢我们再一起欣赏一下那个非常漂亮的句子啊，说她默默无语地坐在那里望着远方，任由泪水洒落。 She sat there silent, staring into the distance, and just can't help her tears streaming down her cheeks. 好，接下来呢我们再回到第二段来回忆一下这样的一个句子啊，说这也并没有让我觉得有什么奇怪的，或者说对此我不觉得奇怪。那么原文怎么表达的呢？ At the time, this did not strike me as odd. 好，我们说 strike 呢是给人什么什么印象，使人感到怎么样的一种含义啊。那么我们来回忆一下当时讲过的两个例句啊，他的死让我觉得十分蹊跷。 His death struck us as odd.His death struck us as odd. 好，再来回忆一下，我们说这个怪人让我觉得有一点缺少幽默感。The eccentric struck me as being somewhat lacking in humor.